Kara Rose of the Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau put us onto a fascinating fishing story. It seems that local businesses and individuals put together their own trout stocking program for the Greenbrier River near Marlinton. The effort is led by Chuck Workman of Appalachian Sport and Brian Tankersley, who works for Mitchell Chevrolet. According to Kara Rose, some of the donations, including $500 by the Convention and Visitors Bureau and $100 by the Chamber of Commerce, have been in the memory of avid fisherman and local business owner Larry Gerritsen. To learn more about this private stocking program, we talked with Chuck Workman. We asked Chuck about how the program began.
Basically, about 4 years ago, guys at Mitchell Chevrolet and I were just having a conversation, and Sam Mitchell says, "Hey, what do you think about stocking the Greenbrier?" And I said, "Hey, let's do it." So that's how it started, just a simple conversation. And we've been stocking it for about 4 years, and then we were fortunate enough this year that DNR saw the value in it the last 3 years of us stocking it, and they picked up and started stocking. They did four early stockings, January, February, March, and April, and then we've stocked it twice since then.
He went on to explain the unique incentive they've added to their trout stocking.
The neat thing we're trying to get going now is the tag trout. We've tagged about 45 trout the last two stockings. So we have a program where if they catch a tag trout, it's a little orange tag with numbers on it, and they can bring it in to Appalachian Sport. And we have various gift certificates at different businesses, generally in the $25 range. And we've had good support with that. I haven't gotten around to ask a lot of the other businesses to participate, but plan to do that. So far, we've collected about 11 tags back.
Chuck encourages other businesses to help out with this community effort.
Any businesses that are listening, if you want to participate, give me a call at Appalachian Sport. We'd love to have you, and I think we're going to grow this thing, and it's starting to get really popular. So every year we have different colored tag. The orange this year are good for 2018, and you know, if you'd like to donate a $25 gift certificate, we'd love to have you participate. The businesses we've had so far in our little general Southern States, IGA, Woodford Oil, Foxfire Grill, Jack Horner's Corner, Kanawha Regional Aviation donated a couple gift certificates at Appalachian Sport, Dairy Queen, The Men's Shop, Buckeye Country Mart, Mitchell Chevrolet, and I throw several gift certificates from Appalachian Sport in the mix too.
I asked Chuck about how popular this has been.
It's been pretty well received. I really like to keep this going, so when people think about the Greenbrier River in Marlinton, they think, wow, there's tagged trout there, and we can go catch them and get a prize out of it. So it really seems to be catching on.
Chuck talks about the number of trout that have been stocked.
Each stocking, we've put in 300 to 400 trout right here in Marlinton. So we have 45 tagged trout, 11 or 12 of those have been caught. So it tells you out of the 600 or 800 trout we've put in there that there should be 400 or 500 left in there if it's relative to the number of tags that get turned in, and it should be. So there's lots of trout still in there.
Stocking trout is expensive. How do they pay for this?
We've had some good fundraisers. We did a raffle and raised about $5,000, and we've been putting anywhere from $3,000 to $4,000 worth of trout in every year, and we'll have some money left over for next year already. You know, the people have been great to help out with the fundraisers. Again, Mitchell Chevrolet plays a big part, and I do all that I can for it because it's really good for me, but I think it's really good for the rest of the town too. It's nothing better than seeing kids out there fishing on a Friday evening, and that's what it's all about.
I also asked Chuck about the DNR trout stockings.
They did four stockings this year, and they actually stocked right here in Marlinton, and they stocked some trout in Seabird also. It should be really good fishing right now.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.